looking back through the files of the Bunyip in the beautiful Gawler Civic Centre, the old institute, or the original institute. Is it the original institute? No,
yes.
There was...
This was the institute.
It was, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And now the Civic Centre, yes. beautiful place, a lovely place. There's a lot of bustle happening
there
at present as they're getting ready for the next exhibition.
Yes, which opens on the 1st of May.
Oh, it does. So,
yes.
Next week.
Next
oh,
week.
I can't come. Yeah. I've got something else on. I've probably got three things on the same
bit. Lots of bits and pieces that are going in the exhibition all
and
around
us. And it's about family and home. Do you remember what the theme actually
it's,
is?
I think it's like the rites of passage, birth, marriage, death.
Ah.
So we have definitely got the marriage
well,
birth
we have,
around
we've
us.
We've certainly got the lovely old yeah. perambulator yes. there and... Yeah. Perambulator, isn't that an old word? And the wedding gowns and, yeah, lovely.
Yes.
So, anyway, my name is Kay and I'm one of your readers today along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And in the background we have Julie working away.
Hi.
Hi, Julie. But she's very, very quiet. And we're reading the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024, and I'll kick off with looking back through the files of the Bunyip for 150 years ago. Country correspondence, Freeling. On Friday evening last, we were favoured with a visit from Mr. Nash, a mesmerist.
Oh!
There was not a very large audience, but he succeeded in persuading one person to offer himself as a subject and obtained perfect control over all his actions and emotions. Among other things, he was at one time made so rigid that upon his head being placed upon one chair... and his feet upon another, the operator was able to stand upon his body midway between the chair.
Oh,
that's a bit scary, isn't
that's
it?
That's very scary.
His head on one chair and his feet on the other. I'm sure they must have had something in between. Or maybe he had a board down his back.
He may have. He'd have back injury from that.
That's a bit risky, isn't it?
Yes.
I love that mesmerist.
Mm.
Anyway, yes.
Because they were very, in the Victorian age, any kind of... science and pseudoscience, and they didn't have the tools to...
Well, they didn't know what we know now
150 years on.
I used to... Phrenology was when they used to measure...
Yes, the bumps on the heads.
And say, well, you're going to be a criminal, and they'd measure criminals and heads and say, this is the head of a criminal. And
when I was volunteering at Sovereign Hill, some of the drama students from the... It was BCAE back then, Ballarat College Advanced Education. There's now a university, but they come in and pretend to be phrenologists.
Oh, really?
And they actually studied what the bumps were so they could perform the phrenology thing properly, and they would do phrenology tests on people in full costume.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's fun. So 100 years ago, Anzac Day. It was thought a year or two after the war ended that there was every prospect of the Returned Soldiers Association being gradually wiped out. That time would slowly erase all memories of the war and its attendant associations. The event, however, has proved otherwise. All over Australia, gatherings of citizens seem to regard it as a sacred duty to keep alive on the altars of the heart of the flame of remembrance. It is but natural that for years it will only be an act of courtesy to those who lost their dear ones at the war that the people should remember it and pay a tribute to them.
Wow, and here we are 100 years on and we still do it. It's
well, we've had quite a few wars since as well.
Well, unfortunately.
There's always a fresh supply of...
Yeah, I'm listening to an audio book at present and there's a young character in there and she's only a teenager. And they mentioned the Vietnam War, and she vaguely knows a little bit about being taught about it in school, but it was one of those old wars. It was like, Vietnam, it can't be that old. But, so I guess to someone 50 years on from the Vietnam War, it is a long time ago.
Yes,
because when I was growing up in the 50s, of course, World War II was only less than 20 years before I was born. Well, it was only 10 years before I was born, it finished. And World War One was still very fresh in the memories of people. So here we are.
Both my parents served during World War Two, so But this reminds me, there's an episode, it's actually an episode in Doctor Who, but I'm sure it happened a lot, where they meet up with someone from World War One and they mention, he's from World War One, and he says, "What? Pardon? World War One? You mean there's going to be another one?"
Oh, really?
Yes, which of course, back then...
It was the Great War. That's 50 years ago, football underway. The other thing that we worship. The Gawleran District Football League gets underway with two new clubs competing. Williamstown and Two Worlds Virginia are the two new boys, and from all reports, they will throw out strong challenges to the established clubs. Williamstown last year played in the grand final of the Hills League. Two Worlds Virginia came from the Adelaide Plains Association. A great deal of interest also surrounds the prospects of last year's A-grade premiers at Roseworthy College, who have only seven players from last year's grand final side. Well, of course, Two Worlds and Virginia split.
Yeah.
And Virginia, I think, plays in the Adelaide, one of the Metropolitan Leagues, and Two Worlds is back in the Adelaide Plains Association.
So okay.
These football clubs, I don't know. They go. They come and they go. I don't know.
I guess as populations shift and change. 25 years ago, Giles cooks up a storm at Wesley's. Andrew Jarman and the Triple M radio team were up bright and early at the Ridley Arms Hotel Wesley's on Tuesday morning, helping the family of Mark Pratt, who died recently. Jarman and his grill team set up and operated a barbecue from 7 a.m. in front of the hotel and served hundreds of breakfasts to delighted local people, as well as broadcasting the appeal through the morning. Mark Pratt died tragically recently, aged 31 years. He worked for the Ridley Arms Hotel and was a popular local identity.
That's sad. What happened? 25 years ago, so that would be in the 90s.
Is the Ridley Arms still in business at Wesley's? Or is that the one next to the station? Because there was a big hotel next to the station, where the station was.
I think there's only the one hotel in Wesley's. I'm pretty sure. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
10 years ago, warm welcome for royal visitors. Playford was the scene of a special royal visit by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William and Kate, as part of their Australian royal tour. Thousands of people lined the streets surrounding Elizabeth's Northern Sound System and Playford's Civic Centre just to catch a glimpse of the royal couple. Is that 10 years ago? Gosh, doesn't seem that long.
There is no Ridley.
Find out about the Ridley Arms.
There's a Wesley's Granger Hotel, so I don't know if it's changed names.
Yeah. Ridley Arms. Oh, there it is on Facebook.
I was in Tanunda that day. Couldn't get a park.
Oh, really?
Because of all
About the royal.
Yes, the day of the royal tour. So
The Wesley's Granger Hotel was originally the Ridley Arms.
Ah, so it is the just changed
so
name.
So Ridley, inventor of the wheat stripper, laid out
the
village
course.
Of Ridley on section 5400 of Mudlawira in 1873 and advertised as Ridley Township Wesley's Station. He built the pub the following year. Ridley Village was sited on the eastern side of the Adelaide to Peterborough train line, with Wesley's on the left, on the west. The railway station being named Wesley's, eventually the entire area became known as Wesley's. So that's on Flickr, all places.
Justin's great-great-uncle was a porter at Wesley's from railway on the station there. And there's a beautiful write-up when he left. It was a kettle collection or something. They must have collected money in a kettle.
Oh, really?
To give him a gift, his leaving gift. So,
yes, it's definitely the Ridley. Well, this was updated on in April 2024, but it's on Yelp. So I don't know that we could actually trust Yelp that much. Wesley's Ridley Arms Hotel. Well, that's it for this week.
That is. Until next week, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette.
For all light shines.